Hello, this is Jay Nemro. You're listening to The Life Autistic. This is episode number 634. Yesterday was Mother's Day, 2008. If you want to get some kind of a chronological context to what I'm talking about. Of course, my mom came over. You know, we're family, so she came over for Mother's Day. We did the dinner. We spent time together. And, the subject of this podcast came up. And of course, I had to fill in my mother on all the interesting things about it now that are now happening, all the new truths, among everything else, about, you know, about my affirmations, wanting to be a writer, lecturer, speaker. And everything around it, kind of wanting to fulfill what's in my patriarchal blessing. I hate being tailed by people, as everyone knows. And of course, I'm getting tailed by somebody, so I'm going to give her every opportunity in the universe to get out from behind me, and she's not. There she goes. Good girl. Good girl. Good for you. I'm really interested in you getting away from me. Okay. Just because you're in a big car. Stuff like that. I'm not saying I'm the best driver in the world. Far from it. My grandfather used to get on to me about, if you don't know how to drive, you're never going to make it in this world. And it's like, oh, good night. Of course, I've always ended up having traveling jobs because of where I live and the circumstances that kind of surround trying to make any kind of decent money around here requires that you become sort of a regional person, which is what I am, a regional computer technician. And so, yeah, I travel a lot. Anyway, so, you know, I don't want to make the people who passed me feel badly. I'm really grateful because she really wants to go, it looks like she really wants to go 75. And I'm pretty happy on a 65-mile-an-hour speed limit road, going, yeah, 60-ish. You know, I'm not in any big freaking rush to get to wherever I'm going. You know, the only thing that's there is work, and, you know, I'm allowed to drive at a reasonable speed to get there. And, you know, I'm talking to you, so here's where we are. Anyway, so it was Mother's Day. And we were talking about things. I don't know how the podcast ultimately came up. I don't know if I offered it or if whatever. So, got into discussions about, you know, me trying to make my patriarchal blessing happen. Which brings up an interesting topic. I won't say who said it, just so I don't denigrate someone, even though he has now passed away. He's now dead. But he once accused my wife and I of being blessing seekers, as if that was a bad thing. You shouldn't be seeking for blessings. Now, I think this comes from the weird, twisted-up sort of mentality that says that, you know, if you start getting involved in God's business, God's going to smite you or something, you know. You're going to get prideful. And you go, what? Now, I want blessings? I won't get the blessings unless I'm doing the right things. Therefore, you know, go ahead, seek the blessing. I was reading a scripture, I forget where it is, somewhere in 1 Corinthians, like 14th chapter, yeah, toward the very end. And Paul talks about, now I don't want you guys to go, oh, geez, heck, you keep going. I was just looking at it yesterday, so it's top of mind. So don't think I'm some amazing guy. I know what it looks like on the page. It's kind of, well, it depends on which Bible you're looking at, I suppose. Anyway, he talks about coveting gifts. And I think he was referring to coveting gifts of the Spirit, you know, things like prophecy and the kinds of things that God gives you when you're being a good boy. And he used the word like covet, which is even beyond, you know, seek for good gifts. It's not just that. I mean, I mean, when I hear covet, I think about the whole victim not to covet. Don't covet what thy neighbor has. don't covet your neighbor's stuff, because, you know, that's going to lead to all kinds of weird stuff. But he does say, covet these things. Covet these gifts of the Spirit. So, you know, I find myself going after the things in my patriarchal blessing. And I can just hear that man in the back of my head going, how dare you? How dare you? You're going to burn in hell for thinking such thoughts. And it's like, it's right there. I don't care what it says in the Bible. And it's like, whoa, man. See, it's when we start to interject our own private morality into things. A lot of where people get off track with God, for instance, is trying to attach their own private sense of morality on God. And you know, God gets to pick his personal morality, you know. And you can say, well, who would question God's morality? And what I find out is, well, a whole bunch of people question it. Good Bible something type people are, you know, are very willing to ignore a lot of things in the Bible in order to, you know, work, I don't know if you know, but in order to get something, in order to get their point of view as big a play as it can get. Well, this is the way God is. And of course, if you look in the Bible and it says, well, no, God's not really that way. God kills people. God kills evil people on a regular basis. In fact, he promises he'll do it again. And, you know, people go, oh, no, God would never do that. God is wonderful. God wouldn't hurt a flea. And you're going, well, I don't know. You know, be careful. Read your Bible and see what it actually says about God and your attitude. You know, I don't want you to go as far as some of the atheists do that says, I hate the God of the Old Testament. He's such a mean, nasty, spiteful jerk. And you go, woof, okay, you can feel free to do that. I don't think he's going to take it too kindly. And since you know that he was a mean, spiteful, rotten person by your definition, in the Bible, you know, what should expect it when one looks him face to face and you've said things about him, he may or may not be too kindly disposed to you. Oh. That, ow. Anyway, so, we were talking about, have I come back from the tangent yet? I don't know if I did yet, but, yeah, think about that. Keep that in your mind as you say, well, I know how God is. God wouldn't do that. And you're going, has he in the past? Well, yeah. Don't you guys say that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever? Especially since that's what it says in the Scriptures. Well, yeah. And you go, well, you guys need to quit doing the cafeteria thing, taking different attributes of God and saying that these are God and kind of throwing away the rest of it. You go, hey, man, if you're going to be a follower of God, if you're going to do what the Father wants you to do, you need to know what kind of a man the Father is. I trust him. I believe him. And when he says that he's a good person, I'm going to go ahead and take his word at face value. I'm going to take it and say, you know what? He's a good person. If I do the things that he would do with his motivations and the things that he was trying to accomplish, well, then I'm following him. And I don't think that's sacrilegious. I don't think that's wrong. I think it's actually mentioned in the Bible as something you're supposed to be doing. Be ye perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. And I know that's very unpopular. You know, you're such a sinner. And you go, well, yeah, so I'm practicing. I'm not going to be good at this yet. Kind of like this podcast. I'm not going to be good, particularly. I'll die. But I'm trying. And we can all try harder. After we talked about this, and we were up late last night, sometimes it's hard to get my mom to go home, and that's okay. If I would have said something earlier, she would have gone home earlier. I'm not trying to say that it was her fault. Well, we got into talking about stuff, things like that. Anyway, it was a good Mother's Day. This morning, you know, Lisa and I had our time in the morning, and I'm trying really hard not to be Mr. Monologue in the morning. Lisa says she wants to contribute to a discussion. I can't say that what we were having before was a discussion. What we're having now is getting closer to it. I think she appreciates it. Anyway, so we were having a discussion about things, and I finally asked her, I said, you know, because I kind of wonder about sometimes, is that appropriate? Is what is talked about in your patriarchal blessing, is it something that you should be working toward, or is it something that's just supposed to kind of happen? It's almost a question. Is it some kind of predestination, almost sort of thing? As long as you're righteous, all these things will kind of rain down from heaven upon you. Or is it appropriate to seek for it a bit? And she finally said, "Yes, I think it's appropriate to seek for it." And I was asking about the affirmations. Do you think these are appropriate affirmations, or should I be going somewhere else? I never really asked the question before. And she said, no, I like them. It's like, oh, good, goody. I can't be totally off base. But we did make an agreement that she was reading in the scriptures about pride. And I think I was, too. I'm not really sure, you know. When you read scriptures every day, you know, the things that come into your mind, it's hard to tell if it was today or something you read yesterday or a couple of days ago. It's hard to keep that straight in your head, especially since I only usually try to read about a thought, you know. Sometimes a thought will be five or six verses or maybe just two or three, and that's all I'll do, and I'll ponder that thing. So anyway, so we're starting to think about the whole pride issue, because something that I was reading, and then something that Lisa was reading, we're talking about two different elements of pride. But there seems to be some things that are okay to do that a lot of people don't seem to think is okay to do, which is try to use your gifts for, like, profit and for profit. You know, which means, oh no, you should never use what God has given you for something as gross and sick as making money. And that's not what I pulled out. I pulled out that was okay. You know, there was even scriptures to back that up, that was okay. As long as one was using it in the service of the kingdom of God, you know, to build up the church, whatever your take on that is, your individual take is, that you needed to just go ahead and do that. Oh, here's some crazy person who didn't really plan well. They should have gotten ahead of me earlier than this. They were taking their time, kind of waffling. But they made it, so it's okay. You know, like I said, I'm not the fantastic driver anyway. So if you use these things for supporting the kingdom of God, now you've got to be careful. It's easy to say you are, but then again, really not be. So it's really important. And Lisa volunteered, that wonderful guy. She is, if I've ever said anything derogatory about my wife, please throw that aside. My wife is wonderful. She's willing to help me with whatever good thing I'm trying to be about. So she, you know, honestly, this sounds interesting, at least when I think about it. It's kind of like, oh, that's gonna give her carte blanche to kind of pick on you. Her, you know, her, one of her big jobs is to make sure I don't get swelled-headed, to bring me back down to earth. Basically to say, hey, Jay, you ain't worth that much. You ain't that big. You know, you still can't really pick your clothes very well. Like this ensemble I'm wearing today is absolutely, I mean, it's just wrong. Ugh. I wouldn't call it the most beautiful clothing choice. I'm a basic guy, you know, white shirt, conservative, maybe dark red-ish tie, and a black suit. No pinstripes, no designs, no nothing. Very basic guy. Well, because I'm just not complicated enough to accomplish anything better than that. You know, and that's good. I always thought that one of the nice things about the fact that I've got troubles, you know, Zenith / autistic / ADHD, whatever, a big chunk of that was to help me in these situations where it's like, oh yeah, God, you know, Jay could be the leader of the free world, yada, 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 yada. I don't really think I'm ever going to get there. It's not really what I'm after in life. If it comes, I don't know what I would do if I was offered such a thing. Not that anybody's come up and said, oh, Jay, you should be the leader of the free world, or whatever. And it's like, ugh. You know, that I can always depend upon the fact that if I started getting a swell head, if I started getting cocky, you know, boy, I'm really successful with whatever, with writing or speaking or I finally get on the lecture circuit, or, you know, I get a special, you know, they give me an honorary degree somewhere, and I get to be a part of a lecture series for 6 or 8 months or so in some big city at some big college. You know, that would have the thought of being really, you know, ooh, Jay's really that great of a guy. You know, and people will tell you, boy, you're really great. You know, usually, wow, you just make me go, and it's like, that's not going to help me at all. Nobody likes somebody cocky particularly. So that becomes Lisa's job. Take me down to the ground if need be. You know, Jay, you ain't that hot. I'm sorry, you can't cook with a dime. I'm a better cook than you are. So, yeah. It's like, ooh, yeah, that's right. Now, I have to protect her to make sure that she just doesn't become a city snotty, you know. I told you you were an idiot. You know, I don't know if I need all that. But maybe I do. I don't know. So, anyway, because I don't want to get cocky. I think getting cocky will be the death of it. And for the obvious reason, I can't get blessed when I think it's me doing all this. Because it isn't me. I hope it's God blessing me. Not to be cocky and saying, well, God thinks I'm pretty special, so I'm the best. Because it's not. You know, the whole way this thing works is I have to continually try to humble myself. Now, I'm not saying I'm an expert at that either. But I'm trying. I'm trying to stay humble, trying to remember, you know, God gave all this stuff to me. Let's not screw up a good thing. And that would be the primo way of screwing all this up. Would be to say, okay, well, all right. You know, it's me. It's what I did. If you want a biblical account of this, Moses is actually a good example of this. When he brought forth the water from the rock, he gave the impression that he was doing it. He didn't say it came from the Lord, which it did. And as a result, he wasn't allowed to go into the promised land. Boy, let me tell you, is that a lesson to us? Repent. Repent, repent, repent. Or you're not going to get the nice things that you'd always hoped you were going to get. You know, I think Moses still ended up being a great, fantastic man. I think he... Oh, I'm sorry for yawning. I think he repented. But, remember... Don't get caught up. Don't get caught up in that stuff. And I was sitting there talking to Lisa, and I said, you know, Lisa, I need some help. My affirmation says that by the end of this year, by the end of 2008, which is what, 7.5 months away, I'm going to be a successful speaker, writer, speaker, lecturer. And it's not writer, lecturer, speaker, WLS. I'm going to be a successful WLS. And, you know, I can't see that. And I thought I was giving myself lots of wiggle room and time like an affirmation needs. Giving God the opportunity to shuffle things in place. Not that I'm going to get all depressed if on January 1st of 2009, if I don't think I've reached that pinnacle, that I'm going to, you know, hang myself, slip my wrist, whatever. I don't plan to do that. I think I'll continue to proceed, or, you know, I may look back and say, well, was that really what God wanted me to do? It's a weird, I don't know if you call it a dichotomy. See, I don't know what dichotomy means. Maybe. It may be a weird dichotomy. But it's almost like you're trying to answer two purposes, and sometimes they almost seem at cross purposes, and you have to find that place where you can do both. You know, there's people who say, well, you need to be doing what God wants you to do. But then, on the other hand, God says, you know, don't just wait for me to tell you what to do. Don't just sit there and do nothing. Do something. And it's like, okay, well, I'm going to do something. And it's like, well, what if it's the wrong thing to do? And you go, well, then God will let you know at some point. Well, that's wrong. Before you go down that road so far that you can't be reclaimed. I've heard that. Who said that? One of the apostles said that. Smart guys. I take everything they say as being a good thing to do. Not to say that they're perfect, but by golly, they're trying. I need to try just as hard as they do to do what God wants to do, at least in my life. I'm in no position to speak for the church or to tell other people what to do particularly. I'm in a position to do what I need to do. You know, I'm a clerk. I am not in a leadership capacity over anybody. Nobody. I'm like some weird free agent. I kind of like it, actually. But those days may be coming to an end. You know, these things don't tend to last forever. Anyway. Especially since my patriarchal blessing is always talking about my leadership, my potential for leadership, my gifts for leadership. And it's like, well, then, okay, I guess I'm going to have to end up being a leader again. It's so nice not to have to be sometimes. Right now I'm kind of in the place of being that thought leader that I was talking about a couple episodes ago. And it's fun to do that because then you can just be a leader without having all the weird responsibilities of when things go wacky and somebody needs to take charge of it. It's not typically me. You know, if I were to try, that would be that would be cocky. That would be being prideful to say I can do it better than somebody else who actually has that responsibility. And I have to be careful of that. I really do. When it's not my purview, you have to, I mean, you can make suggestions all you want to, I suppose, but always saying, you know, but that's your call, you know, I'm not privy to anything besides my thoughts on the subject, and that's all, you know. If it's a branch affair and it's a branch president thing, you know, it's his decision. He needs to pray. He will get the guide. There's nothing to do with me. Except to say, you know, if he were to say, well, what do you think we should do about this? And I said, well, I can tell you what I've been thinking about. I said, no, you know, it's, you know, if you think that there should be some sort of let's listen really carefully because Jay is beginning to speak. And you go, no. You go, I'm not entitled to anything besides what everybody else in the world is entitled to in relation to this, which is nothing. It's not the way God works. I mean, I can have some insight and I can give my insight, but it doesn't carry any weight above it what anybody else has. The branch president will make that decision. The branch president will get whatever inspiration should be considered connected to that. Not my place. Although, you know, I think too often, now one needs to be careful, and I've done this in the past, and I think it's wrong, and I'm trying to do better. And unfortunately, a whole lot of people tell me I should keep my mouth shut. And I said, you know what? I don't think that's a good idea. If I have something to offer, and I'm in the kind of setting where things can be offered, I should offer it. You know, and say, well, here's my thoughts on the subject. But then shut up. It's always a hard thing for Jay. You guys know that, you know. Be quiet, Jay. Let them deliberate about it. Because I'm pretty much an outsider on all these things. Now, that's not to say things for church or anything else. You know, it's really kind of true of everything. If you make somebody a leader, and you want to support them as a leader, you know, it behooves you to do that. Whatever decision they end up making, you know, you always have the choice to say, you know what, I'm not going to, you know, if I don't like it, I can get myself out of the organization if I like. Is that what I've done? I don't think so. I don't think I've ever gotten into a position where I felt that strongly about anything. Like I said, I only have one organizational affiliation that I'm really that's active. If you see my name attached to other things, you know that either at some point I felt enough about it to do that, but that by and large I'm really not much of a member. Local groups, whatever else. If it's the LDS Church, yes, I'm very invested in that. That's who gets my charitable donations, all the things that need to be done. That's where it all goes to. And the lion's share of my time, too. Not to say that I don't think about giving time. I don't often give time to other things. Because I don't have a lot of spare time. I'm traveling so much. I get home late. I leave early, I get home late. It doesn't give me a lot of ways to be, you know, socially active, socially conscious. But I'm starting to think here, you know, have I gone too far? If I talked enough, at this point I would feel the need to be quiet so that Lisa could say something, could respond somehow. And probably by this point she would have gotten tired and wandered off. You know, for good reason probably. It's like, hey, shut up. Man, give somebody else a chance to stand up there on the soapbox and make good, you know, say their piece. So let me go ahead and knock this thing out. I think I'm pretty much done. I don't know if I'll do another episode this morning on this trip. I've certainly got some time here, given my location at the moment. But let me go ahead and give you the contact information. If you want me to speak to your group, I'd be glad to. I'm hoping that these things ultimately get me there. You can call me. The country code is 1, the area code is 575, the exchange is 461, and the phone number is 2716. 1-575-461-2716. And that's for if you want me to come and speak to you. If you just want to leave a message on my answering machine, I suppose you could do that too. Won't stop you from doing that. I mean, I just, you know, don't expect me to return your call or to pick up the phone. It's all screened. It's all recorded. And I listen to it later. If you just want to leave a comment, or if you don't really like the phone particularly, the next best way to talk to me is through the email. My email address is autism, AUTISM, at Quix, Quix, .us. And that's all I really have for this time. Let me go ahead and get my pointer ready here for when I'm coming over here to say that I'm done. There's my mouse. And this is Jay Nemro. You're listening to The Life Autistic. This has been episode number 634. No particular title. Have a great day.